Hello everyone, it's us again. Welcome to edition 176 of the NRF1 podcast, your Formula One podcast, recorded right here in Norfolk, UK, brought to you by our proud partners Grand Prix Racing Online, where you can sign up by visiting nrf1.uk or gpro.net/nrf1. My name is sports journalist Michael Bailey, and in this podcast we're going to bring you our predictions for this weekend's 2017 Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Presumably the first ever Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Really?
Must be, mustn't it? Surely they haven't had an Azerbaijan Grand Prix before. Have they, Steve?
Yeah, last year.
That was the European Grand Prix, Steve! Oh, his face. He's riling. You're trolling me from across the table. Coming up, will Lewis know which buttons to press? Will Kimi's brakes hold out? And will Jolyon show up? And we mean properly, Jolyon. Properly. Joining me on the pod for the final time this week are Steve Rust and Melissa Rowlands. They're both keeping well, I hope. What have we got on your T-shirts? Let's have a look at what you've got on the T-shirt. Suplex City, what's that?
It's Brock Lesnar. I'm a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah. I think you have to get one of those mentions in each time. And yours is Anaheim Californian Athletics, Steve.
I don't know. It was £4 in Tesco's.
And that's where we stop that now.
I only brought this because I'd sweated so much out. And I happened to be in Tesco's.
You bought a new T-shirt?
And you bought a T-shirt.
Yeah, because it wasn't sweaty. Because it's new.
But today?
No. This is the other day.
Oh, the other day?
No, he loves the T-shirt so much. Here it is.
Yeah. Have you been... It's good work. It's a lovely T-shirt. We'll have to take a picture of the T-shirt.
Because I'd sweated the one out that I was wearing so much because it was so hot. And it was £4. So I thought, well, I'll just put buy a fresh T-shirt.
This is the thing about British people. We get really hot in the summer and complain about it. And then when it starts raining, it's miserable because we want it to be hot. We do talk about the weather a lot, but there we go. That's why at Silverstone, it's always so mixed up weather. And then everyone gets to join in about the weather. Anyway, this is our predictions podcast, the third podcast in 3 days. We're all getting a bit twitchy, so let's figure out what happened. Now, I admit, I'm not very good at this. I never managed to get recording at this podcast having updated the prediction league. And it really annoys me. So I'm sure it really annoys you. I'm really, really sorry.
I'm really annoyed.
You really annoyed?
Yeah, I am.
Steve doesn't care. Steve knows he's won. That's why.
You said to me last time, how do you think you're doing? And I said, I ain't got a clue.
Top of the league.
Well, let's have a quick look.
It's top of the league as well.
Let's have a quick look at how it went in Canada, shall we? So I haven't worked it out. I've only done the kudos points. So let's take one from me. Hamilton won't win, I predicted. Let's have a look.
And that's such a generalised one as well. And
yeah, I predicted the one who wouldn't win, and that and they went and won.
I think I just went with what Kyle said. I don't think I even did one, so I nicked whatever Kyle said.
Oh no, I don't think I could allow that, Melissa. Nice try. Although, let's have a look. What did Kyle? Because Kyle was quite late in the end. Let's have a look at Kyle. Hamilton P1. So he said Hamilton would win. Fair enough. Sam Todd said Hamilton would be pole and P2. You're half right there. Obviously, these aren't all of everyone's predictions. We'll do one from each, shall we? Exactly. That's Zach182 got in touch. He said Alonso would be in the points. So close. Gary Davidson, he said that Verstappen would end up in the wall. He wishes. Can't remember what happened to Max now in the end.
He had an engine blowout, didn't he?
Of course, he had his engine blowout. Mm-hmm. Ashley Norris, he said Toto Wolff would bang the table in anger. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that probably happened. David Hughes, one of his. Let's have a look. Wall of Champions, two victims from the top three teams. What a prediction, by the way. Completely wrong, but brilliant prediction. I love that. Kurt S, Verlaine DNF.
I honestly can't remember now.
Kurt, we'll get back to you, Kurt. Andy Whitney, Vettel pole, three teams on the podium. Who was on the podium? Can we remember that far back? Hamilton,
Bottas, and Ricardo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Danny Rick, because I remember, because was his face drunk out of his shoe?
That's right, Patrick. Good memory there, Melissa. Mark Springle, he said Bottas would crash in the Wall of Champions. Alas. Dat's Life. Hello, boys. Dave and Tom. Dat. Stroll in the points.
He got two, didn't he? Mm. Fist pump.
In fact, it reminds me, I think they sent me a tweet saying they got a clean sweep, so I think they're very excited about me updating the table. Kieran Cousins, he said also Stroll first points. Ricciardo ahead of Verstappen in qualifying.
I can't remember.
No, we don't know, Kieran, but I'm sure you already know anyway. Jason A. Burnett, 15 classified finishes. Great prediction. No idea if that was right or not. Perry Hamilton, what did he say? Vettel fastest lap. No, it was Hamilton, wasn't it? DT, one of his. Alonso to get a point or DNF. I mean, that's particularly dubious there, DT. Arguably, you were probably right on both counts. But there we go. One of those. He's going to win it or total it or might not win it. Steve Rust, here we go. We'll run through these then. Hamilton to top FP1.
Did he?
Well, I'm not going to say. You're going to say.
Of course he's going to say. Yeah, he did.
He did actually top FP1 and 2. I don't know about 3, though. But.
Well, you said Vettel for 2. Vettel podium. Hamilton P1, no safety car. It's a mixed bag, Steve.
Yeah, probably any point in that, actually.
Oh, yeah, of course we had Mr. Stuart Webber make his predictions, didn't he?
Stuart Webber, well done.
He said Raikkonen DNF.
No, he finished. I think
he did, didn't he?
Behind Ricciardo, I think. Fifth.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Fourth, rather.
He won't be coming on again then.
Yeah, you're rubbish, fifth. Stuart. I'm joking.
Hopefully he's better at football sporting directoring. Dan Springall made his debut on the podcast. He said that Hamilton will be on pole, correct? Callum predicted that pole position would be a 1:10.526. What do you make of a prediction like that, Steve?
I was then about to say that does not surprise me.
What a I love that. You can have all the kudos points Rich will allow you to have there, Callum. He was out. I think it was a 1:11.2 or something like that, but not bad at all. Alonso to slag off his engine.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I mean, yeah, given really. And Rich said that there'll be 2 retirements by lap 2, which probably isn't far off. We'll have to double check it. Anyway, that's what people predicted. That's not really saved me any work and probably caused us all more pain than it needed to. Anyway, once I do update all those predictions, you can see the updated standings at nrf1.uk/predictf1. All the rules will be there as well. And you can keep track of when I update that on our Twitter and Facebook pages. We'll hopefully have some prizes at the end of the year. There is only one rule. Get your predictions in before the start of FP1 on that race weekend, and then just enter into the spirit of it all, because we like a bit of that. Before we do get stuck into the serious business, our Azerbaijan preview podcast is available to listen to on your podcast player of choice. As you know, nrf1.uk/podsubscribe, and you'll be able to find the link. Round 8 of 20, the 2017 season, Azerbaijan. Let's get these predictions in then, shall we? Melissa, would you like to go first?
Of course. Okay, what kind of things do you need? Just like whatever. Can I go really random?
You can definitely go really random. Crashes, weather, it has to be said.
Practices, qualifying, race.
You've not come with notes, so that's good. You're more on my kind of level of predictions.
Steve come with notes? Look at him. He's just like, no, I'm just really, really
Steve
good.
Steve says he hasn't come with notes, but he's just really good.
This is the point I just suddenly think.
Okay.
I haven't thought of anything.
I'm going to go with a free practice one. I think that the fastest of FP1 is going to be Valtteri Bottas. I'm just getting well excited. I know, I don't get out much. I think that it's going to be a Silver Arrows lockout at the front to start. So I think it will be Lewis will start on P1. With Valtteri sitting beside, and I think that both the Ferraris are going to be tucked up behind. I think, yeah, 2 teams are going to kind of dominate the front there. I think Max is going to do well. I think he's going to learn from his last mistake, and I think he's going to finish in front of Danny Rick. But I'm going to go with my little pink friends, who I love very much, Force India.
Glad you clarified that.
I think Perez will probably finish. I think he'll finish on a podium. I think he's going to finish third. Why not?
Steve's eyebrow raised then.
Nice.
I think that that's kind of like quite a good shout. And I'm going to say that Lance Stroll is going to get himself some more points. I think he'll get 1 point. So I think he'll finish in the points. And I think that Face Palm is going to sadly just... I think his misery is going to continue. And I think it's going to get a DNF. And I'm going to give the fastest lap to Lewis.
Said with a smile on her face. Lewis does the trick. Steve, do you want to go next?
Can do, although I still haven't really thought of much. But I think it's getting close for Ferraris to have to take a turbo penalty, because they've used up all our allocation about three or four races ago.
Already?
Yeah, they had a problem with them. So I think it's getting close to them having to take, I think it's five grid deductions. So I think at least one of the Ferraris is going to take a penalty for that this weekend. I think we'll have a Mercedes lockout in qualifying and in the race. So them on 1-2 and then 1-2 Sunday. Both Williams to finish in the points. Both Force Indias in the points. No safety car. and got to go for a nice easy one, a dry race. Got to get, at least get a point in there.
Dry race. Well, we'll see, Steve. We'll get back to you on that one.
Never mind, probably rain.
Well, so that would be awesome now if it happened. All right, well, that as always leaves me. So let's rattle through these, shall we, then? Lance Stroll won't get points. It was a flash in the pan as far as I'm concerned. Flash in the pan. No points for Lance Stroll.
But Williams was going to be called Lance if he got more points.
Baby Williams?
The baby, yeah, Claire's bubba.
Hang on, say that again.
Claire's baby's going to be called Lance if she has more points. Baby Lance.
Who said that? Claire said that?
No, I made it.
Oh, God.
I was chatting
Oh, just imagine if... Yeah, we literally did a pair of postings.
Yeah, Lance. It's going to be called Lance.
Okay.
Could you imagine that? God. I mean, that might be a good incentive. It might work. Who knows? Or Frank. Yeah, and Frank. Frank Jr. That's probably a good shout, to be honest. Frank Jr. I think Jolyon Palmer is going to get a point. I don't know where it's going to come from, but I think he's just going to go... Ba-ding! Red Bull will not be on the podium. I think they're just going to get done on the straight, the really long straight, every time. I'm really interested about Esteban Ocon. I want him to get really angry and go, "F you, Sergio," and finish ahead of him in the race. So I'm going to predict that. I'm just a little bit worried that he's not. He's going to go, "Oh, it's okay," and smile, and then finish behind him again. Yeah. So I think it's a really actually most important weekend for quite possibly Esteban Ocon, because I want to see more from him. So I hope we get to see the fire and he finishes ahead of Sergio. Do that, Esteban, do that. I reckon that you won't be seeing you won't see both McLarens exit Q1. So a McLaren will get to Q2 or beyond. And finally, let's say Haas will be in the points. I mean, that's really neither here nor there, is it? There you go. I played it a little bit cool this week. And that's it. We're done. An epic week of podcasts. 3 in 3 days done. We've survived the sweltering heat. It's not that hot. It'll be much hotter in Baku at the weekend, I'm sure. And we are done. All we've got to do now is look forward to the racing. And that's the good bit. So, yeah, thank you, everyone, for your ears. Really appreciate you listening to the podcast, of course. Make sure you follow us at the NRF1 on all the various social medias. Get in touch with us. Email nrf1podcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. And that's the places to get in touch as well, to get your predictions in. Remember, the only thing you need to do is get it to us before the start of FP1. Dead straightforward, and before you know it, you are in it, competing with the best, like Steve. And me and Melissa as well, yeah, obviously. Yeah, obviously, we're there too. But that's it. A goodbye. Goodbye from Steve.
Yep, goodbye. Good as always.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Melissa, enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye from me. Goodbyes from everyone. Thanks to our proud partners, Grand Prix Racing Online. You can sign up at gpro.net/NRF1. This has been the NRF1 podcast. Another week done. Enjoy the balmy Baku action. We will see you on the other side to go right through it all again. Until then, goodbye.